Hello, I'm Van from Catfish in the Bottom, and this song's called Cocoon.
I fell straight into your arms like a drunk. He's been on it all morning, and the sun's up.
I didn't really realize how much it meant to people that, like, coming from the middle of nowhere gives you quite a, like, endearing story. But yeah, it's good to us because, like, we grew up in London, though, but we're from all over the place. So, like, I'm from just outside of Liverpool, our guitar player's from Newcastle, all this, and we just moved to London, though. So it was it's cool.
I remember when we,
it's nice, like, now, you know, like, my mum and dad, like, live there, and, like, whenever they bump into me, old teachers who used to say, like, your son is the worst kid in school, like, he's going to be a no-one. Now they're like, your son's doing really well, and it's like, finally, they can be proud of me, you know what I mean?
So. Forget it if they talk, forget it if they try and get to us, cause I'd rather go blind than let you down.
Like, I think the thing about our band is we don't really know what we're doing, which kind of is, it's like, we're not really good musicians or anything. We're just very, like, it's very caveman-esque. And that's what I think, that's the kind of bands I'm into. You know, don't really go too far with anything. And, like, the way I sing, I try and sing, like, the lyrics, say, like, in Pacifier, in the chorus of Pacifier, the lyrics are about me having an argument with a girl, and, like, she was screaming at me. So, like, I scream the chorus, like, as if it's me screaming. Do you know what I mean? So I try and make things sound like I'm in a conversation. So.
Oh, but babe, you know I've tried and failed, but you just don't know how it feels to lose something you never have and never will.
Everything I write is a true story about what I'm into or something about me. But when I finish the song, if I don't think that it's good enough to be on played in a stadium to, like, 100,000 people with their arms in the air, then I'll just get rid of it. I want to be a band that, like, just makes people absolutely go crazy and, like, lose their voices and come home from the gig with the best mate or the girlfriend and be like, that was one of the best nights of my life.
So. It's you I detest. I said you look unimpressed.
We already had the first three albums written before we even got a record deal. Like, we did so much work behind the scenes. We used to rehearse from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m, and then I'd write from 10 till 4 a.m. and then back every single day, and we did that for about a year before we even played, like, a show. So then after we did that and we knew we had enough in our, like, arsenal to kind of, you know, run with it and make a life out of it, we kind of just went with it. And then it took us about 5 or 6 years until someone came along and offered us a deal, and then after that is where we are. Like, the last 2 years have been from then onwards. So yeah, there was a lot of graft put in, you know, like, and used a lot have been playing us. Like, you said, I can't believe you didn't get sick of playing us. Like, you've been playing us for like 8 years. We're like the Eagles too, though.
You're simpatico, out of all the lifts home and all the mixed feeling, your cuts above, and you don't know worries are just full of heartache.
How's it been as well? You've been out in the States and you've done some other territories.
Just madness. I'm from London, you know what I mean? Like, I was in LA the other day. Was it LA? Yeah, or Vegas.
The other day.
And someone was like, someone interviewed me and they were like, do you get sick of being asked the same questions? And I was like, I'm from London, no, I'm sat in Las Vegas. Like, do I look like I'm going to get sick of being asked the same questions? You know what I mean? Like, I love it. Like, if somebody wants to talk to me about music in Las Vegas, I'll do it. You know, people don't get to go to Las Vegas from where I'm from. So I was just like, this is madness.
I gotta